Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider and senior editor at Notice, is with us on the WBEN Liveline. U.S. tensions, Dave, with Venezuela continue to escalate as the Kremlin has now issued a statement saying that the Maduro regime has Russia's support and solidarity. Where is this headed?
It's headed into uncharted waters, no pun intended, Susan. And what we can fully expect going forward is that Donald Trump and the Trump administration is not going to stop striking boats in the Caribbean Sea and the Pacific Ocean, as it has continued to do so over the past many weeks. They've made it very clear that this is the policy of the United States, that this is, of course, something that they feel is absolutely necessary to the homeland security of the United States, and that they believe that it is a quote-unquote narco-terrorism that is equal to any other threat that the United States could be facing, and that these boats, which they allege are carrying drugs to the United States, deserve to be destroyed. Of course, the backdrop of all of this is some major questions coming, of course, from Democrats and liberals who have long decried this, but also, too, increasingly from Republicans, especially in Congress, as to whether this is legal, and in particular, whether strikes on some boats when survivors have been found and then summarily killed afterward by U.S. military strikes is in violation of not only international law, but also domestic law as well.
Well, it's a lot to take in, a lot to watch for. You know, in the political world, Dave, we've been watching here in New York kind of an eventful past few days. Elise Stefanik seemed poised to challenge Governor Hochul this upcoming fall. Then Bruce Blakeman jumps into the race, and Elise Stefanik says no thank you to a primary. She drops out, also not running for re-election in Congress. What do you make of this?
What to make of it is that she's not alone. There are a number of members of Congress who are just simply declaring that they're not going to be back again in 2026. Now, as it pertains to Elise Stefanik in particular, you know, she was somebody who was really at the top of the mountain when it came to Republican politics, or pretty darn close there too. She's had one of the most turbulent years, I think you can fairly say, of any Republican who's in Congress. She was offered up and nominated as ambassador to the UN. She was going to run for Congress again. Then she was going to run for governor. Now she's running for nothing at all. This doesn't mean, Brian, that her political career is over, not by a long shot. She has a lot, potentially decades of service in front of her, but at the same time, too, it just shows that you can be really on the in with Donald Trump and in Donald Trump's political circle, and then very quickly be on the outs. But you can also get back again and back into that inner sanctum pretty quickly, too. So I don't think we have seen the last of Elise Stefanik or heard the last of her name in a political context.
She is one, as you mentioned, of actually more than 50 members of Congress leaving next year, and some are very high-profile names. What does this mean for next year's midterms?
It means that it's going to be a pretty chaotic midterm in certain House districts. Now, the majority, we will have the same characters running again. Incumbency is a massively powerful advantage, and the majority of members who are serving today are going to be running again. But the fact that you do have dozens who are bowing out, and it's Democrats, but it's majority at this point Republicans too, it means that we're going to have some open primaries and some very competitive primaries, and potentially some pretty tough primaries too, where things could get potentially very, very nasty, and expect the money to flow in a massive, massive major way, Susan. That always happens in this day and age, especially after the post-Citizens United Supreme Court decision really unleashed a torrent of money into the political system or allowed that to happen. But especially today, when it's just de rigueur that if you're going to be competitive, you're going to have to raise millions of dollars just to get a House seat, say nothing of a Senate seat, or of course be competitive in a presidential race context, which we don't have to worry about in 2026, but that's on the horizon too.
When it comes to Stefanik, and we were having this conversation in the newsroom yesterday, it's not just the candidate, right? But you've got a lot of people who really believed in her, left their jobs, dropped whatever they were doing to jump on and support this campaign that was just getting going, and now all of a sudden it's gone. And these people have nowhere to go. And it's a move like this that, you know, Dave, I don't know whether she wants it or not, but could really ruin the rest of your political career if that was something you were interested in.
Maybe so. And, you know, that's politics. If you're going to take a ride on the bucking bronco, you may get knocked off. And that's just the reality. That's always been the case, Brian. But at the same time, too, now in this day and age, that's the case ever more. So when you add it all up, just expect that's going to happen again over at Notice.com. We had a great article recently about exactly this phenomenon and how this is really stretching the boundaries of what we know and what we expect for the number of people in Congress who are just saying, nope, not interested anymore. It was great while I was there, going to finish out my term, but I have other options. And the reality is members of Congress have lots of options when they leave office, whether they leave office early and just simply quit in the middle of their term or serve out their term and retire, quote unquote. They can go and work for a corporation. They can work in the lobbying field. They have many, many, many options that are likely going to earn them a whole heck of a lot more money than the $174,000 a year that they get as a member of Congress, which, hey, is a pretty good paycheck. But if you can make $500,000 or $1 million, which is not out of the realm of conversation, that's something that a lot of them just say, hey, it's not worth the bother to be in Congress these days anymore. And I can do a whole lot more for myself.
All right. Hey, Dave, do things slow down in Washington with the holidays or not necessarily?
they do a bit theoretically, but who the heck knows? I mean, this is Washington, D.C. these days, you're expecting four or five, six, seven different things in a single day that in past years, any one of them would have been the story of the day or the story of the week. So, yeah, you know, if we have some major news drop on Christmas Day, then I would not be shocked, and we will be here for it, for better or for worse.
Right. Well, hey, happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus, solstice, but most importantly, Merry Christmas and a happy holidays to everyone in Buffalo.
Yeah, okay. Merry Christmas
Merry
to you.
Merry Christmas, Dave. Always great to talk with you. Enjoy the holiday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.